Welcome to Microsoft Build 2017. My name is Justin Conway. I'm a program manager on the Azure Messaging team. What is the Azure Messaging team? Stay tuned. In a few minutes, you're going to find out. Today, I'll be talking about a session called OSS Just Made Me Pass Out, but in a good way, of course. Now, while you're going through the session, I want you to remember three C's: commit, community, and contribute. So OSS, open source software, and PaaS. PaaS takes the burden away of building out and managing your own hardware and software. You have more development time for your apps. And as we see a breakdown of the components that make up SaaS, PaaS, and IaaS, we see that PaaS handles things like development tools, database management, and business analytics, as well as operating systems. These things are managed for you by the PaaS service. And as we take a look at the responsibility that you have when it comes to PaaS, we see that for an on-premises offering, you handle most of the items. That's six items. There's a lot of management on your side, a lot of things to cover. IaaS takes a little bit more, leaving you for application and operating system focus, whereas Microsoft's responsibility for PaaS is operating system, virtualization, hardware, networking, and physical security. So you focus on the application. And if you were interested in comparing this to a car riding service, you could see that you drive all these items for on-premises versus IaaS versus PaaS, and that it's chauffeured for virtualization, hardware, networking, physical security, and operating system for PaaS. PaaS really lets you focus on the software so you can write the code and not the plumbing. So what is Azure Messaging? Azure Messaging is Event Hubs, which equals big data. This handles large amounts of streaming or microbatch data that you can process quickly or slowly. Messaging is essentially messaging between decoupled front-end apps and back-end systems. Messaging ties pieces together in your architecture. If you took an example of this, it would be an e-commerce website handling thousands of transactions per second and fulfilling those orders in the back end without crashing. Finally, we have Relay. Relay equals hybrid integration. This securely offers access to on-prem data via a public endpoint in the cloud. So let's take a look at the popularity of OSS on Azure. You can see the numbers here are pretty good. They're growing. There are about 1,800 repos currently out there. Over 9,000 contributors. We would love to see that number go up, so please do what you can to make that number go up. We would love to help. And there are a number of watchers, over 65,000, that are watching repos, and sometimes they will get involved. And we're hoping that more watchers turn into contributors. Okay, so open protocols, frameworks, and languages. In all of our Azure messaging services, we utilize AMQP. That stands for Advanced Message Queuing Protocol. It's an open standardized protocol. It's highly efficient for message transport delivery. We use it in all Azure messaging services, as I mentioned. And we also use Avro. This is used with our Event Hubs archive feature. This is open source. It offers an inline schema and an easily usable format. There are also components you can use with it for compression. Avro is widely used in the big data space. Similar to Avro is Thrift, which we use for Azure Relay Hybrid Connections. This is a binary communication protocol and is used as a remote procedure call framework. We also use Node.js for Azure Relay Hybrid Connections. So where can you find our repos? They are here. Take a look, click on one of the links, and explore. So open source beyond code. So not only do we accept contributions to our clients and you know where you can call out bugs or other issues, we also want feedback on our documentation. And this could be like on one level, writing the complete article yourself and submitting it to us for editing. That would be fantastic. Otherwise, when we write an article, we appreciate the feedback on different sections. Let us know if you find an area is too confusing, maybe we're missing a concept, or something else is going on. We would love these types of contributions. So I want to go through sort of the filing of an issue, whether it's for the code or documentation, some do's and don'ts. Do be polite. I know that some bugs ruin our lives, but don't take it out on us. Don't use GitHub as a free support channel for questions and resolving errors. It'll really saturate the amount of things we have to cover, and it really dilutes the true purpose of GitHub. We love detail. We love files, which include screenshots, code samples, anything you can do to reproduce what you saw to help us understand the issue is very welcome. And of course, when you file an issue, never combine two issues into one. Try to separate these into two separate issues. So this is an ideal issue submission. You can see here that this person did a great job. This individual from our community did exactly filled out the template the way we wanted them to fill it out. So you can see the actual behavior. You can see the expected behavior. They gave a very detailed explanation, which included a sample for us to test out. And they included the versions that were affected. So checking on your issue after submitting it, you can see all open and close issues here. You can check for status updates, and you'll get email notifications when people are commenting or doing other things for your issue. So other ways to contribute. ARM. You can customize ARM templates to fit your needs. We love samples. If you have samples for performance or other things that you want to share with us, please do. If they're super useful, we'll share them with others as well, with customers and other users. Adapters and connectors help bridge communities and services. Those are always welcome. And in the future, we're tinkering with things like extensions, which are essentially plugins. So for the Service Bus clients, we could have a plugin for compression. This is just a slide. I don't know if you can really see this, but this individual is a huge Gears of War fan, and they're getting a tattoo at one of the Xbox events. I'm not saying that I want our fans to be like this or even members of our community to be like this, but if it drives you to do this, then I would love to see a picture of it. Getting a logo, one of our logos on your arm or something would just blow my mind, but we don't expect our fans to be this hardcore. But instead, we do have stickers. We're going to be at Build. If you want to come by the booth, get a sticker. We would love to meet you, hand out a sticker. You can put it on your laptop, help promote us, and you just be a strong member of our community. So we also have another session at Build. It's called Event Hubs from Agile Startups to Fortune 500. And as I mentioned, we're going to have a Service Bus booth. So come see us. So check out our repos. Remember the three C's, which are commit, community, and contribute. Commit, you're on GitHub, so you can be a member of our community, you can be a watcher, you can follow our repos, you can follow what we're doing. And then when you're ready to contribute to our projects, we hope you decide to do that. We also have Event Hub's MSDN blog, a Service Bus MSDN blog, and of course we have our Azure.com presence. So please check us out, check out this video later when you can. Thank you. I hope everyone has a great time at Build 2017. I'll see you there.